Immigration can be a messy affair. The history of who arrived exactly when and where is often lost to time. But hundreds of Guatemalans in Long Island can trace their roots back to a single man. Will James of member station WSHU followed that man's steps back to San Raimundo, Guatemala.
San Raimundo is an hour's drive north of Guatemala's capital, on a bumpy road lined with mountain views and a river choked with garbage.
Por eso todo empieza así.
So this is how it all starts.
Danilo Garcia says he grew up here with 8 siblings and no shoes. He left school after 6th grade and started cutting sugarcane for money. But he says his life changed when he was 16. A relative who had been working on a farm in Riverhead, New York, came home to San Raimundo to visit and talked about life on Long Island.
I say, I like to go to the United States too, I say. Maybe we can go together, he say.
But later, they set off separately.
He left, and then I left too. I was 17 years old.
For 4 decades, this town has sent workers to Riverhead, home to much of Long Island's remaining farmland, and the island's fastest-growing Latino population. Like Garcia, many heard about Riverhead from friends and relatives here in San Raimundo, and made the journey to work in Long Island's sod, grape, and vegetable fields. Garcia started as a farm worker 30 years ago. Now he trims trees, and he's made enough money to build a house, a pool, and a basketball court for his 3 sons here in Guatemala.
We work sometimes 7 days. We work 14 hours.
He says it's all thanks to a man named Tránsito Pérez, the relative who told him about Riverhead, and the first person from San Raimundo to stumble upon Long Island.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Pérez still lives in Riverhead, not far from the farm where he got his start in the town 40 years ago.
And that time is very, very quiet. Not too much nice.
Pérez says he left Guatemala at 27 and got a factory job in New Jersey. But he missed farming like he did back in San Raimundo. He says he heard there were farms on Long Island. And one day, he appeared at the doorstep of a farmer in Riverhead who gave him a job. Bill Nohel is that farmer's son, and he worked side by side with Pérez for years.
We came to an understanding. Look, try and remember as much English as you can. And I'll try and do as much Spanish. So we kind of taught one another.
Nohel says he and Pérez became as close as family. The Nohels eventually hired 3 of Pérez's relatives from Guatemala. Other farms hired other relatives, and a connection was born. Immigration from Central America is quickly changing parts of Long Island, and experts say this is how it works, through networks of family and friends linking one town to another.
That's exactly how it is with my family. I feel like it's incredible and bizarre.
Tránsito Pérez's son, Hansel, is a video producer for Bloomberg LP in Manhattan. His other son, Byron, became Riverhead's first Latino police officer in 2014. Hansel says he grew up watching his parents nurture a young Guatemalan community in Riverhead and help many navigate a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants in the 1980s.
These were boys. You know, no matter how tough they are, they're still like children. And they're over here, and my mom kind of became like a mother to everybody.
Tránsito Pérez is 68 now. He cares for his adult daughter, who has cerebral palsy, and he worries about where she'll live after he dies.
You know, I'm very happy. I don't know how long I'll be, you know, in my life. I'm very happy for my kids.
He says that when he retires, he'll stay close to those kids in Riverhead. In the meantime, he still works on a farm. For NPR News, I'm Will James on Long Island.